Well, Iceland is just like all the other countries. We have the same problems of the perfect marriage between the corporate and the state. We are still, even if we finalized our IMF program, we still owe them all the money. So we have to make sure that the new constitution that has been drafted by the people will be made into law. And that's the next big battle, to make sure that people get to vote on it before the parliament changes. So there are still a few battles ahead. But I feel that, you know, because I've been putting my ear to what people are calling for, or why they're protesting all over the world, is that people in general feel the system is no longer serving them, and that they understand the market is in control, not the government, and the politicians are merely puppets for the market. So what I think that all the people that are protesting have to start to think, what do we want instead? Because if we don't sever the ties between the corporate and the state, doesn't matter who you put in power, they will become just as crippled by the system that is basically designed to service the big corporations.